still mild for the time of year.
Okay, Stav, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 25th February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low just west of Shannon, 1,000, expected southern Norwegian basin, 995, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly, 6 to gale 8 at first, except in southwest Viking, otherwise southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, except in Forth and Tyne. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Forth and Tyne. Humber, Thames. South, veering southwest later, 3 to 5, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5, but becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time in Dover, White and Portland. Occasional rain in Plymouth, moderate or good. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 5 to 7 later in northwest Fitzroy and Seoul, perhaps gale 8 later in west Seoul. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Shannon, Rockall. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Bailey, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2, then south or southeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Farral, Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Rain or showers, fog patches in southeast Farral, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast Farral. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly 6 to gale 8 at first in southwest, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by west, 4. Slight rain, 1 mile, 1,003, now falling. Stornoway, south-southwest, 4. Slight rain, 5 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 6. Rain, 1.5 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Lucas, south-southwest, 3. 13 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest, 3. 1,011, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 5 miles, 1,016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4, 11 miles, 1,014. Jersey, south-southwest 2, 1,300 metres, 1,014, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 3, 1,013. Scilly Automatic, south by east 5, missed 3 miles, 1,010, steady. Valentia, south 2, missed 1 mile, 1,004, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south by east 4, missed 3 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Malinhead, south 4, moderate drizzle, 11 miles, 1,003, falling more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 25th of February. The general situation, The United Kingdom will continue to lie in a mainly south to southwesterly airflow during Wednesday, with strong winds at times in the north and west and rain or showers except in the far southeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, except near Aberdeenshire. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches for a time, except in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first, in Firth of Forth, increasing 6 at times later. Fair, then rain at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, 3 to 5, veering southwest, 4 or 5. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South, 3 or 4, veering southwest, 4 or 5. Fog patches at first, occasional rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in south. Fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southeast, 2 to 4, veering southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in east. Rain at times, mainly at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in east. Mainly fair, then rain or drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Rain at times, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in south and 6 in north. Fair at first in south and east, otherwise rain at times, fog patches for a time in north. Moderate or good, becoming poor or very poor for a time in north. Isle of Man, south veering southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in north. Rain at times, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, veering southwesterly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast, 2 to 4, veering southwest, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6 for a time later. Rain, then showers, fog patches for a time in north, moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor for a time in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, and now Prayer for the Day, presented by Paul Carenza.
Good morning. I have an odd hobby, recreating lost broadcasts. Recently, I had a blast, literally, reenacting radio's first hoax on the early BBC 100 years ago. The prankster behind it was a priest, Father Ronald Knox, man of the cloth and man of words, a twinkle in his eye. He wrote books, satires, and a 1926 radio drama, a spoof news broadcast. The problem was, Many Brits were just getting radio sets. Many believed what they heard. So when Father Knox impersonated a newsreader announcing a mob with trench mortars, listeners panicked. More so when they heard they'd felled Big Ben. Father Knox thought listeners would get the joke when he corrected that the Minister of Traffic hadn't been strung up on a lamppost but a tramway post, or when he said that rioters were storming his radio studio but that they'd stopped in the waiting room to read the Radio Times. There were clues it was fake news. The mob's leader was a Mr. Poppleberry, leader of the movement for the abolition of theatre queues. But listeners fleeing in panic didn't stick around to hear it. I had fun recreating this lost broadcast, explosions and all, but I appreciated Father Knox's serious side too. He translated the entire Bible. He wrote a defense of Catholicism, and he wrote about prayer, that when prayer seems difficult, remember, God knows you personally, his devotion in the unheard whisper with which he calls you, his own sheep by name. I give thanks that God made us multifaceted, that the serious can find silliness,